This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the show. Our phone lines are open for you if you want to join us. It has been a wild, wild week. Yes, indeed. And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is this the beginning of what will be a wild, wild year as well? Will we be looking back in 6 months and saying, wow, remember how calm things were the first week of this year?
Yeah, 2021 is saying to 2020, hey, hold my beer.
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, more on the deplatforming, because it seems to be getting worse, like, as the hours roll by, more and more people are being taken down.
Oh, you mean the censorship?
Yeah. Well, censorship.
I mean, let's. So
is it censorship? I know. Private property.
It's a fine line, and there's arguments that are, I'm going to say, at least at this point, valid on both sides of the argument. In one argument, yes, private property. You want to ban somebody? You go ahead. Right.
Right.
The other side of the coin is this is a newspaper, right?
What is?
Well, all these social media companies, right? They're the modern equivalent of the newspaper, in my opinion.
No, because newspapers are edited. There's an editor. Somebody oversees the entire
publication.
Somebody
is now editing these social media companies.
They are, but after the fact.
Right? So, but my point is that they are the equivalent of newspapers. Not only are they social media in where, like, you and I could talk to each other, or we could talk about how, you know, Bob and Sally broke up, whatever, right? You know, all the drama in people's lives and talk about fun stuff. But, like, they're also carrying news. And so, to me, they are the equivalent of the modern-day newspaper. Now, do newspapers have the ability, rights, if you will, to censor anybody that they want to because they're private property?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So then the same applies here. But I do look at this as...
But I don't know if censoring is the right word.
It certainly feels like censorship.
Yeah. I mean, generally, censorship is associated with government action.
Right.
You know, because you can have your own newspaper, you can have your own website. So it's like, it's not that you're prevented, at least in the United States at this time. And that may change coming up this year. But at this time, you're not prevented from holding contrary opinions.
Right.
It's just that the establishment is now coming after you for it. So you're being kicked off of sites like Twitter and Facebook, and we saw last night how the owner of Gab has been targeted by Visa, has been basically said, told, you know, you're never going to have credit card processing again. So there are some pretty nasty ways.
Which, by the way, only bodes well if they take the same approach that Pornhub did.
Yeah.
And go, well, okay, we'll just accept crypto only. Yeah, seems to be.
It's the no-brainer.
It's totally the no-brainer.
I mean, you'd have to be a fool not to.
But, like... I suffer from a dichotomy with some of this stuff, right? Like the protests, if you want to call it that, or the assault on the Capitol, whatever folks are calling it. It's like, on one hand, I'm really glad to see a whole bunch of people taking over a government building, right?
Sure.
I was glad to see the same thing with the BLM protests and all the stuff that went down in Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically with the burning of the police station and that kind of a thing. I'm like, oh, finally, they're targeting the right people.
You know, so which lasted for like one night, and then they went and they burned down a bunch of private businesses, which was not cool.
Right. And so, like, on one hand, I'm glad to see some of this. I'm glad to see a number of people gathering together and showing the true power of people in numbers.
But the goal...
The goal, however... Great. Right, yeah. If your goal is to, we want Trump in the chair, well, you're barking up the wrong frickin' tree, in my opinion. And if your goal is, we want Biden in the chair, you're also barking up the wrong tree. What needs to happen, in my opinion, is these folks need to come together and realize who their common enemy is. That common enemy, of course, is the organization commonly referred to as government.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. Unfortunately, the government has, for a long time, done a good job of sort of indoctrinating people to believe that it's that other guy over there that's the problem, and vice versa. So it's the other guys that fight each other. They square off, and they say, well, I'm the blue guy, and I'm the red guy, and then they just hate each other. And you're right. It would be interesting if people could see past this whole two-party system.
Nothing would be scarier to the establishment, in my opinion. By the establishment, I mean government and everybody who's sort of behind that type of thing, whether it's controlled by corporations, you know, or partially controlled by corporations and all that kind of thing.
I don't think it's going to happen, though, Captain.
Nothing would be scarier than for the left and the right to unite
together
to fight the power, as it were.
I don't think it'll ever happen because they all want power. So until those people are willing to let go of the desire to want to control their neighbor,
yeah,
that's never going to happen. They're never going to come together because all they see is, well, now the bad gang has the power and our gang should take control so we can wield our violence against the bad gang.
Right.
And then we'll be in control and bad gang will be stopped. Of course, the other side thinks the other side's the bad gang, so they're constantly doing this. And so instead of, like, when the bad gang gets in control, whether it be Trump in 2016 or Biden here in 2020, instead of, like, saying, you know what, let's let the gang have that turf and go over here and do our thing. No, we got to redouble our efforts and retake the turf. We've got to kick that other gang out of there. And so I think that the best bet is to have the gang separate. I mean, I don't think that they're ever going to, you know, break down whatever walls exist between them. I mean, while I would like to see what you're saying come to fruition and people realize their shared humanity and understand that trying to use violence against one another is, it's counterintuitive, it's counterproductive, and you know, hurts everybody. I don't think people are ready to have that happen in their lives, so it probably makes more sense for them to just break it up, guys, and say, you go over here, and we'll go over there, and bye-bye.
As a bit of an idealist, I'm like, why not both?
Well, yeah.
Why can't we have humanity all sort of come together and recognize that this organization type known as government is antique, barbaric, and really doesn't need to exist in the current state of humanity.
Sure.
If everybody could just realize. And then also, hey, you know what? If you want to hang out with a bunch of people that, you know, you find are like-minded, you know, maybe their philosophies match yours or their lifestyle matches yours or whatever, then you should be able to do so, of course, because you're a free person. And if that means, hey, you know, this group of people is going to go live over here and this group of people is going to live over here and another group over yonder, then far out, solid, and right on. Why can't we have both?
Yeah, and we've been talking about secession, declaring independence, saying, calling it a day from this whole United States experiment, which, can anyone actually say that this has been a success, that the United States has been a success?
Not based on the evidence, they can't.
I mean, there are some ways in which, because of the past and the relative freedoms the United States had, then, yeah, I mean, so for instance, you know, we've had at some time relative market freedom, not free markets, but, you know, more so than some other places on the planet.
And 80% free market, something like
that. Yeah, and so therefore, you know, depending on which market segment you're in, some more regulated than others, but therefore,
sure,
we've had a relatively successful kind of economic situation here where we've become pretty wealthy, I mean, all things considered, right? Like, we've got things we take for granted, like heat and air conditioning and
running,
you know, cars and running water and sanitation. And
toilets.
Yeah, things like that that are very, very nice to have. Still, some parts of the planet, they're not there yet. So, you know, there's definitely some good things about being here. Freedom of speech generally has worked pretty well over time. But the whole thing with, you know, people being together and getting along, now that hasn't happened. And people are more divided now, I think, than they've ever been. Or at least that's the way it seems in my lifetime. And
yeah, everybody
seems to be
cheering for the other team's demise, so it seems. Or not everybody, but the most vocal of people. And that's another thing that I struggle with, too, is because the loud people generally get the attention,
mm-hmm,
right? Squeaky wheel, all that kind of thing. So the loudest people on the left, the loudest people on the right, And then if somebody says something similar to one of those two loud people, then the rest of the humans on the planet automatically categorize them as that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said something that sounded similar to the far right guy. You're a far right guy. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you get the label put on you, even though you might not be. You might be a centrist. You might be an anarchist. We don't know.
Well, we're going to continue here. And we also have the latest on Julian Assange coming up. There's an update. You're saying it's not good news, Captain. We'll get into that. And the number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here live Saturday. Episode 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live, live Saturday episode here. The number for you is 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We've talked about Diddy here on Free Talk Live for more than a year. They've been a great sponsor, and we're happy to be involved with them. They've got a cryptocurrency that you might want to take a look at. And you can do more learning about that over at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. That's also where you can connect directly with the Divi team through their Telegram channel if you need some help, say, setting up a Divi masternode. But you honestly aren't going to need that much help because it's super easy to do. I've been through some masternode setups with different cryptos, and this one's the easiest, hands down. It's
learn the Divi.
Yeah, DiviProject.org. Now, you do need to acquire Divi in order to start a masternode, and the best way to do that is getting it directly from them. Now, there are, you know, it's available on some exchanges, but it's best if you buy it what they call over the counter by buying it straight from the Divi team.
Divi OTC.
DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. We get the chance, we'll get into what happened with Julian Assange. Of course, you know, people have this whole DC situation, all the, you know, the deplatforming, the takedowns, all of that. That's on people's minds. So if you want to comment, I mean, we spent all 3 hours on the show last night talking about.
I didn't get to hear last night's show yet.
Deplatforming.
I'm behind, but I'm sure I saw some great memes coming out of it though.
Oh,
something
really?
About, did you see how the far right proved that walls are ineffective?
By scaling up the side of the Capitol.
Yeah, that was.
Let's go talk to Tom in New Hampshire. First up, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. We have Ian and the Captain.
First of all, I got to love it how in Trump's speech, by the way, he said, I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. And the fact that he used the word peacefully, that may actually do him some good in court, but it doesn't seem to be doing him much good with some of his supporters in Congress. But it cracks me up because he says, we're going to walk down there, any one of you, and I'll be right there with you. And, you know, he says he's going to be with them.
He never was. Nope.
And then he gets into a motorcade and takes off. And, I mean, it's just more.
He meant I'll be
nonsense.
With you in spirit, right?
I made a comment on the interwebs that while this thing was going on at its peak, that if Donald Trump showed up, like, everybody to a person that was there would have parted like the Red Sea and allowed His Majesty to saunter on through,
yeah.
Put him in the chair, crowned his ass, and called him king and started kneeling to him.
Yeah, and see, he has so many supporters despite, because he has so many people voting for him because he says what they want to hear, even though they know it's not really true. It gives them this chance to relax their mind and escape reality by listening to Trump with all the stuff I think a lot of them know that it's nonsense, but they get to pretend it anyway. They want to pretend that he won the election when he didn't. And, we have to defend our country, and we got to protect our Constitution. Hello? You want to protect the Constitution? The Constitution says the President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted.
Never forget.
I mean, that's what, and they're going to protect it by preventing that from happening.
Yeah.
But the people, members of Congress, all they're doing is babbling and scribbling anyway. They're not really the enemy. I'm glad that no members of Congress got hurt. It was only the topic
seem like,
that killed.
First of all, I just want to say, never forget that the first part of the Constitution is con.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. The second part I'd like to say is that while this whole, whatever you want to call it, the siege on the way, or whatever, was going down, what I really liked seeing was all of these politicians cowering in fear.
Yeah.
That was particularly near and dear to my heart.
True colors.
Yeah.
So 603-283-6160. Yeah, those cowards, that's all they really are. And so, I mean, Tom was, you know, giving them a pass there. And it's like, I understand he blames the police. And that's what he's, I don't know if you heard his comment. It was sort of underneath what we were saying. But he said that he was glad politicians didn't die. It was only a cop or something like that. You know, he always calls very anti-cop. And I get the frustrations with the police. I get it. I really
sure.
do.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the police are acting out what these politicians have ordered them to do. That doesn't make it okay what the cops do. It doesn't, you know, that didn't exonerate the people at Nuremberg. And it
right.
shouldn't. You know, you have at every moment as a police officer or anybody working for so-called government or authority or whatever you want to call it, you have at every moment the freedom to choose to not do it, the freedom to choose to walk away, yeah, to go home, to refuse to enforce bad laws or any combination of those things. And as long as you continue to do what you're told, you're part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, and we've talked about the situation with police and how folks are always saying things like, well, it's just a few bad. No, it's not. You can take the most moral, the most upstanding, the highest philosophical type person and give them a job as a police officer, and they will immediately, if not sooner, violate their own personal code, their morals, their philosophies, just by being a police officer. So the problem isn't the people are bad. The problem is that the profession itself is what is bad, because it is a government entity. And government doesn't own anything, doesn't make anything, doesn't create anything. It only takes from other people, keeps a big chunk for themselves, and then gives a bunch of it to their other friends.
Pretty much.
Same is true for every organization.
And the cops exist to protect that system. You know, that's why there's so many angry people this week. Like, in fact, there was actually a story I had in show prep by, I think, the Houston Chronicle, looking at the right-wingers who are upset at how the police were treating them. Well, surprise, surprise, you can wave all the flags you want with thin blue lines on them, and it ain't going to stop them from arresting you.
I got a sticker with a thin blue line on it. Why are they treating me this way?
Right. It's not going to stop them from, you know, throwing you to the pavement and putting you in handcuffs, and if you're lucky, not smashing your head up against the curb. While they're at it, I saw a pretty entertaining meme. I mean, sad but entertaining meme. You know, the woman that got shot in the throat during this whole situation inside the Capitol building. It was an image of that thin blue line flag, sort of the darkened American flag, and then there's that one blue line that sort of goes horizontally across the flag. So the blue line is going across the flag, contacts a silhouette of a woman in her neck, and then out the back it turns red.
that's entertaining.
Oh, man.
That's entertaining.
Somebody was pretty creative.
That's creative.
That one. Let's talk to David. He's in Michigan. David, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
How are you? Go ahead, David.
You know, you think about the money that flows in and out of Washington, D.C., with all of the, well, let's just take a rapper or a senator with a couple hundred thousand to start, plus expense account and influence over hundreds of trillions of dollars of fake money. $20 trillion we owe?
You don't owe that, do you?
Oh, gosh darn it.
I don't know.
And recently the cryptocurrency now hit 30, what is it, 1,000 per coin?
Oh, that was so last week.
Yeah, it's 40,000.
It's up to 40,000 right now, David. And that's Bitcoin specifically, not all of crypto. Although all of cryptocurrency did surpass $1 trillion in market cap this week, which is the first time that has ever happened. Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160. But his point about, you know, the debt, we don't owe that. I didn't agree to it.
Well, the government's banking on their hallucination for your grandchildren to pay that back.
Yeah, screw that. The more we can get out of the government money system and get into alternatives like cryptocurrency, like gold or silver, the more we can protect our wealth from the ravages of these politicians.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. The coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that DinoVite provides.
DinoVite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The DinoVite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite at DinoVite.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge across the nation, President-elect Joe Biden wants to release most of available coronavirus vaccine doses to quicken the pace of mass vaccinating the American population. As far as if this move will accelerate the pace, Dr. Nicole Sapphire believes,
not sure that it's smart to release all of the supply, especially because at this point, out of the millions of doses that's already been sent out, we've only been able to get about 30% of them into the arms of Americans. So what is sending out more supply going to do at this point? What we really need to be doing is expanding access to the vaccine that we already have.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Arizona resident Jake Angeli, who was seen wearing horns and a headdress at the riots on the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has been arrested on federal charges. You're listening to USA Radio News. Kim Jong-un has threatened to build more nuclear weapons.
The North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy, according to state media reports. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapons systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Mega Millions jackpot is rolling over to $600 million. The numbers for last night's lottery drawing were 3, 6, 16, 18, and 58, with the Mega Ball 11. Lottery officials say no one matched all six numbers, but there were several million-dollar winners. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is set for just over $470 million. That drawing set for Saturday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode of the program. Open phones, as always, at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they do custom work. So if you, let's say you got a business you want to promote, maybe an event or something, if anybody's making events anymore, perhaps you have a political candidate that you want to get out there. Whatever. You can do, they'll do whatever you want over at libertystickers.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You want to comment on what's been going on this week with the crazy deplatforming, the raiding of the Capitol, and where, by the way, I did hear allegations are that some of the protesters smeared feces on the insides of the walls.
Oh, did they get all primate?
Yeah, allegedly. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But
I heard that some of the protesters, the way they got in was that there were off-duty police officers amongst the crowd who flashed their badges and were like, hey, we're cops. And so then somehow that's how, the guards are like,
All right,
let's just open the gates for you and let you in.
Well, there was a police chief from this region of New Hampshire. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did, actually. Well, former police chief, right?
No, I believe he's the current police chief Troy, New Hampshire. His name's Dave Ellis. And now, he was not allegedly inside the Capitol, but he was one of the protesters there. And there's just all this uproar about the fact that he was just even there. And it's like,
were in D.C. It's a crime. Oh, yeah. Come
he's
on,
not.
Man.
People are calling for him to resign. And it's like, wait, he's not supposed to have an opinion?
I had two live feeds going on behind me as I was doing some other work of, you know, YouTubers, basically, right? People who were just at the protest and, or whatever you want to call it, the gathering, you know.
The break-in.
The break-in, the siege, you know, whatever.
The retaking of your own property, maybe that way.
I did want to point out, people keep calling that thing that the guy took a podium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a podium, it's a, I forgot the word.
A lectern?
A lectern, yes.
Okay.
It's a lectern.
What's the difference between a lectern and a podium?
Well, a lectern is kind of like a music stand. It's a thin, it's got like one pole, and then a thing that you can set a thing on. Whereas a podium is like the whole, it kind of covers, it's the full rectangle that kind of covers most of your body.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, you know. I just wanted to point that out because people kept going, the dude got away with a podium. And then I saw pictures later on of, like, him and three of his friends. Like, somebody had painted a mural of the guy with the podium behind them, and they were posing in front of the mural. So, yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Let's go to Ago calling us from Holland, Michigan, listening to WHTC there. Go ahead, Ago.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for calling. Let me call and talk to our great nation. It was back in 2005, I was detained by the federal government, Department of Justice, by the Bureau of Prisons. I was held in a place called the U.S. Medical Center for Federal Prisoners. I was just a detainee. That's located in building 10, Springfield, Missouri. Anyways, what they're doing is, at least then, they were using people for human experimentation.
Now, hold on a second. Why did they...
just like they did the Nazi Germany back in 1933, 1945, and...
Ago.
They test drugs on human beings.
Ago.
I told the judge in Grand Rapids, Michigan, about it. I said, they're
sticking to all
these guys turning to vegetables.
Ago,
people in America should be aware that
it's going to be one of those calls where they just keep talking. And
what is it with these people who think that that's going to have, you know, any kind of an effect at all?
Thank you.
You know? Okay.
Ago,
he's done now.
Are you there?
No,
he's
not.
Oh, he is there.
Can we have a conversation now?
We'd like to actually talk to you. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. Go right
ahead. Okay, great. So you said you were taken by the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Prisons, and held in a concentration camp of some sort for medical experimentation.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like Nazi Germany. You wouldn't believe what they do.
Okay, but how did this come about?
Right. What did they detain you for?
Did they grab you off the streets? Was there a sham show trial before they put you into this system?
Oh, no. They don't believe in presumption of innocence on that. So they just send you down there to use as guinea pigs and... they put you on drugs. They force you to take all kinds of drugs. They have armed guards and so forth. And
what did they say that you did before you were captured and put into this camp?
Well, they made a trumped up allegation. We've got a system of legal slavery here in the United States, and there's a lot of people working for a little bit of money, and it's been being done deliberately. Our congressman Peter Hoekstra, years ago, he's a master to. The Netherlands now is in favor of what's called prison labor, but they've got all these...
why did they let you out?
The United States.
Ago, why did they let you out?
Yes, sir.
And when?
Well, I was there for about 4 months. I became a vegetable, and then I just dealt in the streets in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the middle of winter time.
Wow.
No, they gave me no money, nothing. I had to go to a rescue mission in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they gave me money from the Red Cross to get back to Holland.
It's a wild story. So is there any way to prove that you were actually in the place that you say that you were, besides what you say?
Yeah, I had a court-appointed attorney in Grand Rapids and so forth, and I met people that were tortured like Otto von Bier by the North Koreans, and I won't mention the person's name, but they turned them into a vegetable and became paralyzed. They take you in the back room and they beat you.
Now, when they say they turn you into a vegetable, is that like a squash? Is it a zucchini? Maybe some celery?
No, you're just they do. It's called a chemical lobotomy. The most famous person to have a lobotomy with a scalpel was President Kennedy's sister Kathleen. Now they use chemicals. They're called the...
Did you say lobotomy? Is that the word you're saying? I'm not hearing the word.
Yeah,
chemical what?
Chemical lobotomy. Yeah, they use chemicals now instead of a scalpel.
Lobotomy?
I think he's saying lobotomy. But, hey, thank you. It's a horrifying story, Augo, and I do appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, it's hard to validate things like that, right? Like if somebody says they were kidnapped and held for 4 months and then dumped into the streets, I mean, how do you verify that?
I don't know what to believe from this guy. You know, we'd need to see some...
Well, that's the
further
thing.
Evidence
you can't.
To back
There's
him
no
up,
evidence. He says he was abducted
I
and held against his will.
I certainly wouldn't put it past
right.
the organization known as government, because they've already done things like that. Tuskegee, anyone?
Yeah, they've done it before. They'll do it again. Now, the Tuskegee was against their own military men, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy says he's
experimented
up.
On people before, and they'll do it again.
Oh, certainly.
It's not like there's no precedent for it. People get all, oh, my gosh, they're abducting. Well, yeah, of course. They're government. That's what they do.
Speaking of being held against your will, what about Julian Assange? There was a story recently that seemed optimistic. He's been in custody of one sort or another for the last most of the last decade. Was in a Ecuadorian embassy for 7 years or something like that. Finally got out of there, but unfortunately was, you know, brought right into the welcoming arms of the UK government that then locked him up for more than a year before ultimately having extradition hearings as to whether or not he would be extradited to the United States to face charges of essentially assisting the enemy or espionage or something like that.
Somehow it's treason, even though he's not a U.S. citizen, so I don't understand how that can even be a charge, but... Yeah, he was awaiting extradition to the U.S., and the U.K., the judge in question, was like, hey, we're not going to extradite him because we're worried about the United States' ability to prevent him from committing suicide. Now, the words that were said, I'm reading between the lines here a little bit, led me to believe that they were... concerned about the United States' ability to prevent him from committing suicide because of things like Epstein, for example, you know, or other folks of, you know, sort of political prominence that you may have committed suicide while being held captive and somehow the cameras were all turned off when it happened and nobody saw it and that kind of a thing. So the judge was like, hey, we're not going to extradite him. And the way it was presented, at least in the article that we covered here on the show, it sounded like he was going to be able to get out, at least on bail.
But
that doesn't seem to be the case, sadly.
Right. We'll find out more about it coming up here. 603-283-6160. What's the excuse to continue holding this man who has done no actual crime, who has only given information out, information that damages the legitimacy of the status quo of the state? More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. Saturday edition, we're here live. 603-283-6160 is our number. It's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We have stuff to talk about. We're talking right now about Julian Assange, the heroic man who put forward all kinds of useful information that he was given by people like, well, then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning,
right.
Exposing the misdeeds and the ugliness of the underbelly of that which is the state, in this case, the state of the United States. But he also exposed at WikiLeaks a variety of other state actors
And
others in other governments all around the world. So it wasn't like he just targeted the United States. And so, sure enough, all those governments are working together to try to put him into a cage. At least in this case, the UK government and the US government. Assange has been in custody in the UK's Belmarsh prison, which is, I believe, a maximum security facility, even though he actually hasn't been accused of any crime in the UK, with the exception of missing court, which was the reason why they did lock him up after he got out of the Ecuadorian embassy. He was trying to avoid being extradited to, I believe it was Sweden at that time, to face what were allegedly false rape charges that were ultimately dropped.
Right.
But because, even though the charges were dropped, because he missed court, government doesn't like it when you miss court, and they will punish you for it. And
they probably didn't tell him when the day was, and they're like, oh, you missed it.
And then they said, well, now you're going to get to sit there for a year. And so he's done that year at this point, but they're still not letting him out, even though a judge recently said that that he should not be extradited to the United States because they didn't believe the U.S. could prevent him from killing himself. So basically saying, well, our government's prisons are better than the U.S. prisons. So it's not about, like, they care about his liberty or his humanity or anything like that. You know, they just don't want him to be able to kill himself.
That's what they said. They said, I mean, if you don't read between the lines, they said something like, we're concerned because he seems to be in a depressed mood, and we're concerned about the United States' ability to prevent him from committing suicide, something like
that. That's what they said.
I'm paraphrasing there. But if you read between the lines, they're like, yeah, we're not so sure that you're going to get him, and he's not going to, quote, commit suicide, unquote, right? Kind of hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they really meant, but the way it's it comes off is not that they care about Assange. You know, they just want him, if he's going to be in the U.S.'s custody, they want him to be punished. That's what they're saying. I mean, like, if you're not reading between the lines or whatever and speculating, it's saying, well, we want you to be able to keep him alive so he can stay in a jail cell for the rest of his life, which is pretty sick. You know,
either way, it's lose-lose for the guy who did, in my opinion, nothing wrong.
No, I would say he did everything right, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So the article that we covered previously on Free Talk Live, we covered an article that, you know, mentioned that he would be able to, that they were going to set some bail, and he might even be able to, like, walk free.
Yeah.
And well, that kind of a
at
thing.
Least walk
at
on
least
bail.
On bail, right?
Yeah.
But this from Mint Press News on January 6th. A United Kingdom court has ruled that WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange must remain in prison despite an earlier ruling that he could not be extradited to the United States.
Okay, why?
Explaining her decision, District Judge Vanessa Beretzer.
Same one, same judge.
Yeah, her name is just insane for a Judge Beretzer. Anyway, said that as far as Mr. Assange is concerned, this case has not been won, adding that the United States must be allowed to appeal her earlier decision. Part of the ruling was based upon her assessment of the Australian publisher being a serious flight risk if released, noting that he had huge support networks that could help him should he again choose to go to ground. I think she means underground.
Yeah, or run.
Yeah. Right, yeah, flight, right, you know, disobey, as it were. The court's decision was immediately panned by journalists and press freedom organizations who had hoped to see Assange released today. This is a couple days ago. After 7 years in prison and hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, to us that is nothing more than a pretext to keep him detained.
And for how long? How long is it going to take for the U.S. to file their appeal and for the appeal date to get set? And because everything's taking longer due to COVID, right? Courts have already been slow prior to COVID, and now they have this excuse that just lets them do whatever they want on whatever time frame that they want to.
This seems unnecessarily punitive and adding insult to injury after the 10 years of hell that he has endured. We are deeply disappointed with today's decision, said Rebecca Vincent, Reporters Without Borders director of international campaigns outside the courtroom.
Sad.
Vincent had been denied entry to the courtroom today, as had some of Assange's relatives. She also faced questioning and harassment from police, who used their new powers under UK's lockdown laws.
New powers. What do they have now?
To break up pro-Assange demonstrations, even arresting a 92-year-old man.
Oh, my God. So that's definitely worth talking about. So their new excuse for breaking up protests is, oh, you can't be too close together.
COVID.
Yep. Oh, nope. You cannot be nearby another human being in public, so therefore no more right to assembly. Is what they're saying. They actually arrested a guy for giving hugs recently as well. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
That happened.
That's so dumb.
He was giving hugs to people who were consenting to receive them.
Right. Hey, do you want a hug? Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, you're under arrest.
Yes, that's how it went.
There's nothing human about that.
And now they're arresting a 92-year-old man?
92-year-old man who was part of the protest or part of the Assange, you know, support outside.
That's how bad they are. That's how desperate they are. That's how willing they are to be seen being absolute tyrants. Because the power of an elderly person doing civil disobedience, now whether this man intended to be arrested is another question, but he was at least intending to put himself out there in harm's way. Because whenever you do a protest, you know, the police could show up, you could be going to jail. I mean, that's just the reality of it. If they want to cook up charges against you, they will. So he took that risk, and it's a very brave thing to do because, you know, obviously you're a little more fragile as a human body at an age like 92.
Oh, for sure.
Which is why it looks really bad when the police will arrest a 92-year-old man. Usually they'll do everything within their power to not arrest an elderly man or woman because it looks really bad. The fact that they're willing to do it when there's other people around nonetheless... Yeah. Is just a real indicator of how total tyrannical state that people are living in.
Assange's lawyer, Edward Fitzgerald QC, expressed his disappointment at the news that his client would be heading back to Belmarsh Prison in South London. The logical outcome of the ruling would be he regains liberty, at least conditionally, he stated.
Well, apparently logic did not rule this outcome.
Assange's colleagues in alternative media were also quick to condemn Bereitzer's ruling. The judge's decision against bailing Assange only fuels the theory that this prosecution is about keeping a publisher who the U.S. government despises tied up in limbo so he cannot effectively challenge them ever again, said Kevin Gostula. This is absolutely outrageous for the judge to deny Assange bail and to claim that Belmarsh is doing a fine job of handling COVID even while London is on lockdown. Quote, unquote.
Wow.
There are no charges pending against Julian Assange in the UK. Period. End of statement. There are no...
Yeah, he's just
UK
being held.
Has no reason to keep him other than we're holding him for the U.S.
Yeah, the governments are doing other governments' bidding.
For no reason.
No, no, the reason is because they, you know, they scratch each other's back.
Well, right, but usually they at least manufacture some reason.
Well, they are. The manufactured reason is something called extradition. That's where one government asks for a favor, and government B says, yeah, okay, we'll do that for you, but, you know, we're going to ask you for a favor someday. And then they ask for a similar favor. And that's how it goes.
A UK judge denied the U.S.'s request to extradite him, the only place where charges are pending. Despite this, the judge just ruled he must remain imprisoned in a COVID-ridden high-security prison while the U.S. appeals. Added Glenn Greenwald, this shows how authoritarian the British judiciary is. The only thing the U.S. cares about is keeping Assange in a cage, silenced and disappeared. This gives them the best of all worlds. He stays in prison with no need to prove he's guilty of anything. That's despotic.
Pre-trial punishment.
A particularly high-security prison, HMP Belmarsh, is generally considered the UK's most notorious jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking in prisoners from around the country that other prisons cannot handle. The government's 2019 report on conditions inside the facility noted it was overrun with 120 violent gangs.
Wow.
121, actually, if you include the government.
Yeah.
And there were 161 recorded inmate assaults on staff.
Right, so, yeah, we need to put this computer geek in there, because that makes sense.
Inmates have been largely locked down in their cells, typically for 23 hours a day since the advent of
COVID. So it's not that different than outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might not be locked down 23 hours a day elsewhere, but,
you know, our yard time, as they call it.
They're taking away yard time these days in a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up 603-283-6160. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live. There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.